Sydney's COVID-19 outbreak is having flow-on effects, with significant consequences being felt in regional areas of New South Wales. South of the city of Sydney, Shell Harbour is in lockdown despite having no active cases, while the state's Central West has just emerged from theirs after the government said a COVID testing blitz had paid off. Regional communities are suffering due to the massive fall in tourism dollars, but local mayors say the real problem is a lack of vaccines and no clarity over how many people in their regions have been vaccinated. Helen Frost reports.
As pretty as its name suggests, Shell Harbour is an hour's drive south of Sydney. The small town has already been struggling during the pandemic, with many locals relying on tourism dollars to get by. But the biggest blow is that the town is still in lockdown, despite no local cases. It's come as a shock to Shell Harbour Mayor Mary-Ann Saliba.
Gladys, at her press conference yesterday, said, look, if figures improve, we'll consider letting local government areas out of the lockdown. I don't know how they can improve any more than zero. We started this lockdown with zero. We've had no cases, no traces, no venues. And I don't know what the Premier wants from us.
The closest cases are in Wollongong, about half an hour away, and there's an exposure site just outside the region in nearby Dapto. But Mary-Ann Saliba says that's not good enough.
But in actual fact, I feel like the people of Shell Harbour are being set up like a buffer to protect the people of the South Coast. And that's really unfair to put us into the hot zone for no apparent reason.
It's a different story in the state's Central West, with Orange, Cabon and Blaney free from lockdown. But local Mayor Reg Kidd says the financial impact has been quite dramatic. They've also had to postpone a number of events, including the Winter Festival.
Probably halved or more B&B, motel accommodation, visits to restaurants, a visit to the wineries and the cellar doors. It's had a huge effect. And that's a cascading effect it has on all businesses.
In Newcastle, many businesses rely on Sydneysiders who commute to the region for work. But Mayor Niuatali Nelms says the decision to restrict workers, particularly construction workers, from travelling to the area makes a lot of sense.
We have our own economy here in Newcastle and the Hunter. There are obviously these sites that are affected across, you know, whether it's council works or whether it's private sites, that have some workers affected because they are in the Greater Sydney area. But in terms of a public health outcome, we're better off sourcing those workers locally that haven't been exposed.
Niuatali Nelms says she's also concerned by the Premier's announcement that up to 40,000 doses of Pfizer will be taken from New South Wales rural and regional supply and redistributed to Year 12 students in South West and Western Sydney. The state government says it's vital the students can go back to face-to-face learning for the HSC, but the decision has sparked widespread criticism from both educators and regional groups.
I know that that has caused a lot of concern and anxiety in my community here in Newcastle, concerned about whether or not they were going to get their booked injections for Pfizer, in particular at the vaccination hub in Belmont. People are constantly anxious that we're going to get a seeding event in the regions because there isn't really a hard border around Greater Sydney. There are still people travelling to the regions with all sorts of exemptions.
Reg Kidd agrees and says a major hurdle for regional mayors is that the federal government isn't providing them with a regular update on how many people had been vaccinated in local government areas.
We can quote the numbers of people that's been tested. We can get all these metrics, but we can't get metrics on how many people have actually been immunised with COVID in our region. We don't want the names, we don't want any, but we think it's a pretty good metric to use to encourage people to get vaccinated. But it's just a deathly silence from them, actually.
But the Department of Health says it's committed to reviewing the data and releasing further data sets in due course, and that Operation COVID Shield is looking at opportunities to provide additional reporting on the vaccine rollout.
That's Helen Frost reporting.